Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as a tour of the battle space of the war for the free world. One of the most interesting people observing, commenting upon, analyzing that war is our first guest. She is Shoshana Bryan. She currently serves as the senior director of the Jewish Policy Center. You can find her writings in all the right places, including two very important pieces just in the past few days that I wanted to call attention to and explore with her. One out of a marvelous new organization called the Gatestone Institute is entitled Beware Al Jazeera Coming to America. Beware indeed. We're always glad to have Shoshana Bryan coming to Secure Freedom Radio. Welcome, Shoshana. Good to have you with us again.
Thank you, Frank. It's nice to be here.
Why should we beware of this particular news outlet, which we are hearing such fatuous things about now that it's got an American makeover and coming massively to bureaus and markets across this country, thanks in no small measure to Al Gore's selling it $500 million worth of access to our cable networks?
We should be concerned because Americans generally understand that media leans somewhat to the left or leans somewhat to the right, mostly to the left. But most of American media is independent of government control. Al Jazeera comes to us as a wholly owned subsidiary of the government of Qatar in the Persian Gulf. And the problem with Qatar is that aside from being a dictatorship, it has political positions and it puts a lot of money behind political positions that would be anathema to most Americans if they knew about them. Qatar is a major supporter of the Muslim Brotherhood. That means in Gaza with Hamas, in Egypt with the Muslim Brotherhood and Mohamed Morsi, and they are bringing their Muslim Brotherhood attitudes to Al Jazeera in English.
And not least among that list, you might include Syria, of course, where they have been doing much to arm the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda, as best we can tell there. Now, Shoshana, I've been watching with interest the emergence of Al Jazeera America, which is, of course, in English as opposed to the Arabic version. And it seems with largely CNN hosts and reporters populating its ranks. What is it about having an American face to this operation that will bear upon the messaging that the Qataris have in mind, if anything?
Well, first of all, Al Jazeera in English looks a lot like CNN because it will lean progressively left, as does CNN. But the problem for us is that what they say in English and what they do in English is much different than what they do in Arabic. Al Jazeera is enormously influential in the Arabic-speaking world, where it is anti-Semitic, anti-Christian, anti-American, anti-capitalist, anti-everything that we would think were good and positive attributes for
people
in government.
And actually, I'd say pro-jihadists, wouldn't you?
And pro-jihadists, because if you come from the Brotherhood point of view, which Qatar does, inevitably you are pro-jihadist. What Americans will not understand is that even if they see what looks like modestly left-wing media, the same people are stirring the pot against us in another language.
Yeah. What I was struck by in your piece at Gatestone Institute, Shoshana Bryan, was your analogy to Izvestia and Pravda as state-controlled instruments of basically information warfare under both the Soviet era and I think today under Vladimir Putin. Talk a little bit about that, because information warfare is something I think most Americans aren't even aware is being waged against us, let alone how successfully so by people like the Qatari emir.
Well, you're right. But in some ways, the Cold War was a clearer and simpler time. Most Americans did understand that the Soviet Union was not our friend. And so Soviet state media was not our friend. There's a kind of basic understanding that that's true. In the case of Qatar now, it's much more insidious because people have either no understanding of what Qatar is, no understanding of what the Muslim Brotherhood does, and no understanding that it owns Al Jazeera. So when you talk about information warfare, the Soviets, at least in that regard, in regard to Pravda and Izvestia, were up front. Qatar is not up front. And so you're getting information warfare behind a screen.
Right. And I guess this is true of our attitude, official attitude, at least, of towards Qatar more generally. We tend to think of them as an ally, and yet they are very much aligned on the other side, as you say. Shoshana Bryan, I was struck by a case in point of all of this, in the dangers that Al Jazeera in America represents. Just last night, when a national public radio program had a featured guest on by the name of Jamie Tarabay, who is now with Al Jazeera America. She's written a piece in the Atlantic Monthly that was the subject of the interview. Indeed, it was an interview with Fethullah Gulen, who, as you know, is a Turkish cult leader operating an immense empire from an armed camp in the Poconos. And I listened with great interest as this woman proceeded to completely obscure the Islamic supremacist character of Fethullah Gulen and his operations. In fact, so went so far as to say, oh, no, he's really a very moderate guy. Are we likely to see this kind of maybe subtle, maybe not so subtle, disinforming of our polity as our and our people by these agents, effectively, of the Qatari propaganda services?
I suspect that you will. One of the first guests on Al Jazeera America was Stephen Walt, whose opinions of Zionism and Jews and Israel is not exactly consonant with what most Americans think. So, yeah, I think you will see guests and programs and segments which they will say educate you about things like Gulen, but in fact are promoting an agenda.
Miseducate. But again, my point is partly that it's what we'll see on their own programming, and then it's partly what we'll see as their personalities, their reporters, their hosts, what have you, are tapped to appear on other news outlets as though they're just regular media folks. And that insinuation of the message will be that much more subtle, perhaps, but no less toxic. Shoshana, let me switch gears very quickly in the last couple of minutes we have with you to another very important piece that you wrote this week at American Thinker, in which you talked about what I consider to be a terrifically insidious further manifestation of this problem, namely the kinds of illusions that we indulge about some of these enemies, to be compounded, I'm sure, by Al Jazeera. But talk a little bit about those illusions as they relate to the Muslim Brotherhood on the one hand and the PLO as another example.
Well, the illusions come first. The media comes after. We have had an illusion in the United States through many, many administrations, but particularly now, that if you ignore things that people say and do and write and believe and mean, you can get them to accept what you say, do, write, and mean. And so with the PLO, we ignored the fact that they have a charter that says the existence of the State of Israel is unacceptable in any borders. And yet we say, it's okay, the Palestinians will accept a rump state in Gaza and the West Bank. It's okay, they really don't believe what they say. Not so. The same is true with the Muslim Brotherhood. They say they are essentially fascist. They say that Islam is the only way. They make no place in their thinking for Jews or Christians or people without religion. And we say, no, they don't really believe that. Just because they say that doesn't mean they believe that. And this is a huge, huge problem. You must believe that your adversaries believe what they say.
Yes.
And we don't.
And act on that basis.
And they act on that basis.
This is hardly the first time, I guess, but each time we indulge in these kinds of illusions, whether as Andy McCarthy calls it, it's a matter of willful blindness, or in some instances, I think under the Obama administration, especially Shoshana Bryan, deliberate deception on the part of our government. We find, I think, our adversaries emboldened to act on what they say they're going to do, not discouraged from doing so.
Yes, our adversaries are emboldened. In the case of the Palestinians, the fallout accrued most directly to Israel. In the case of the Muslim Brotherhood, the fallout accrued to the Egyptian people, but there, because it's multinational and international, the fallout of the Muslim Brotherhood accrues to the United States just as much as it does to anybody else.
Indeed, and it will cost us dearly, I'm afraid, even in lives. Shoshana Bryan, thank you very much for the great work you do with the Jewish Policy Center. I commend to everyone the two pieces we've been talking about, one Gatestone Institute, the other the American Thinker, with the latter entitled The Triumph of Illusions. You have none. We have fewer as a result of your contributions. Keep it up. Come back to us again very soon. Next up, Emmanuel Ottolenghi joins us to talk about one of these other darlings of Al Jazeera, Hezbollah. Straight ahead.
We want to know what you think. Leave your comments at 1-800-332-7131.